Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM, and we are in the middle of a special on May Day, Workers' Rights Day, and songs about such injustices as slavery and overwork and many other things. So that was the last song we heard, Junior Mervin, the reggae artist with the silkiest falsetto. He passed away a few years ago, but that was from 1977, his album Police and Thieves, produced by Lee Perry. We heard the song Working in the Cornfield. Yes, Junior Mervin. And before that one, Gentle Giant, one of my favorite progressive rock bands from England, an album from 1972 called Three Friends. And the song Working All Day. Yes, it's a concept album of three childhood friends who had very different paths later on in their lives. One became a road digger, so that was the song about the road digger, who is a laborer and who works his whole life away, backbreaking work. Another of the friends who became an artist, and another a white-collar worker. So the band came up with this idea, just thinking of back to somebody from many years ago. You're like, whatever became of them? Well, this is the story of three friends and the very different future that they all had. So before that, even, we heard a very nice song about the workers' rights, the bus drivers in London. So Mickey Bashment, I'm sure he's of Caribbean descent. He's got a very, very strong Caribbean accent. And yes, a song called Bus Driver's Anthem from 2015. And name dropping a lot of the different buses, probably the bus that he drives. So very, very specific song about London and the workers fighting for their fair pay. Mickey Bashment, The Bus Driver's Anthem, yeah. And next, what are we going to hear? A couple more songs about this May Day situation and the ongoing fight for equality. And we're going to hear, a group from Bosnia that a little bit harder sounding. This is a song kind of flipping the script, looking at the other side of the people with the money, and certainly not nice things that they say, but an album called Wild Wild East, and a very popular band. At least their music videos have a lot of views. They seem to spend a lot of their time making videos. So this is a song here about I think oil barons in the Middle East. It's called Making Money. Dubioza Collective of Bosnia right here on Wandering Rhythms.
We really don't think of what matters here. Our only goal is to keep the money flow going on. Regardless what, which cause, there's no pressing the pause. Increase with trust, it doesn't matter what the cost. Yeah, we black and hollow, don't care for tomorrow. No hard pills to swallow, don't want to see your sorrow. Our full intention for the future is to grab all we can. Must understand that we don't care if doesn't suit ya.
Confusion, create the problem, then come with solution. Smoke and mirrors, sold down the river. We tell who loses, who's the winner. It's all about PR, behind. We filthy rich with just one thing on our mind. Hunger always goes for more and more. It's running out of control. Instead of progress, we fall.
Making money, we do all to make the cash keep coming. Yeah, we making making money, we do all to make the cash. floor. And when all is said and done, you'll go back to where tomorrow meets your new replacement son.
Was The Living End and the song Roll On. I liked that song when it came out in 2000. And that was an Australian band speaking about workers' rights, the union even. Yeah, pretty catchy and meaningful Australian punk right there. And before that, we heard some Chinese punk. It was in English. It was maybe a little hard to understand what they were singing about, but it was a song called Civilization Crime, and the band called Gumbleed. They are the new voice of the working class, in the words of singer D, against capital, oppression, and discrimination. Yes, a 3-minute thrash. And before that, we heard, Dubioza Collective, a group from Bosnia, and the song Making Money, calling out all the wealthy people who are not necessarily bad just by a definition, but no, we gotta keep them on their toes. And if you wanna, speak up for middle class people, as is the case with this May Day celebration and rallies around the world in a lot of places, yeah, you can exercise your political muscle next week and vote, or even this week in the advance polling here in British Columbia. So yeah, vote for the party that you think would help out the majority of the people. That's always a nice thing to think about, is, what's better for the future of all of the people. Right on. So going to end with a very punk band. They play a very punk style of music called cumbia. At least somebody says that this is more punk than punk. But they're the Cumbia Queers, a group of women from Argentina. And this is a song called National Holiday, Feriado Nacional. And maybe we should be protesting so that May Day in Canada is a holiday like it is in a lot of the world. But anyways, there's more important things to protest and think about. But yes, Cumbia Queers, finishing off the show. This is Wandering Rhythms. I am Nick Legacy, signing off. Much love to all humans out there.
Un día al fin de semana, el feriado. puedo levantar. No me gusta madrugar. Necesito descansar. 5 minutitos más. No quiero ir a trabajar. No quiero ir a trabajar. No me gusta madrugar. Yo prefiero trasnochar y salir a bailar. Hay que agregarle un día al fin de semana, porque así no alcanza. Hay que agregarle un día al fin de semana, el feriado nacional de la vagancia. Hay que agregarle un día al fin de semana, porque así no alcanza. Hay que agregarle un día al fin de semana, el feriado nacional de la vagancia.
Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CJSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CJSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cjsf.ca.
This is Bird Note. Bird songs come in many shapes and sizes. When a sage thrasher, perched atop a clump of sagebrush, tips its head back to sing, the notes rush forth. What you just heard is a mere snippet. Sage thrashers often sing nonstop for at least 2 minutes and can go on for more than 20. In stark comparison, a brewer's blackbird singing to the world from atop a fence post sounds brusque. One full song from a brewer's blackbird lasts barely a second. Amazingly, a Henslow's sparrow values brevity even more. That was it. In case you missed it, here it is again. But whether long, drawn out, or short and sweet, bird songs are all about the same things: territory and breeding, claiming a space and attracting a mate. Once those are sorted out, further singing by the male is all about keeping his territory intact. As for the sage thrasher, he's still going strong. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann.